Good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. You're listening to Tony Lontis, live from the Gold Coast. And this is Everyday Business, a business show with a difference. Every business has a story. Every business has something to say. Let me help you say it on Radio Tony. Please join me now for the wonderful team of Keystone Business Advisory, the team that'll make the difference in your life and your business's life. Each week, Harry, Raj, Rita, and I will explore the wonderful world of motivation, leadership, and learning. Join us all each week on Radio Tony, Everyday Business.
And hello again, I'm your host Tony Lontis and you're listening to Radio Tony, and I am with the amazing team of Keystone Business Advisory. And last week on the show we had the opportunity to talk about fear and why we should overcome fear. We also talked about self-belief and self-recognition, and we talked also about being in our comfort zone. Raj talked to us extensively about motivation and what it means to be motivated and why that's important. And we also talked about all these concepts and how they affect you and your business. And so this week we want to mention again the amazing competition that we are running in conjunction with Keystone Business Advisory. And each week we have a key question at the end of the show, and we will recap later in the show. But the competition each week is about answering one question at the end of each segment, and the best responses that we receive from those answers that you've all sent to us will result in a motivational map valued at $597, and we are giving away three of those, and the prize includes a one-on-one session with the wonderful Raj, whose specialty is in motivation, and a personalized report of what motivation means to you. Now, motivation means something different to everyone, so the glory in doing one of these motivational maps is you'll get to see very clearly what motivates you, and therefore you know then how to get yourself going and your business going. So without further ado, I have the glorious Rita online with me today. And Rita, last week the listeners had to think about two questions. What were they?
Thank you, Tony. Good evening, America, and good afternoon, Australia. So last week we asked the listeners to think about how we can help you identify your motivators for personal mastery. And we also asked you how you can use your motivators to achieve personal and business success.
Fantastic. Thanks, Rita. So today, Rita, Raj and Harry will answer these questions, the two questions from last week. And so, Rita, I want to know, how do we help people identify their motivators for personal mastery?
Sure. Thank you, Tony. Well, Tony, as you recently completed your motivational map with us, and as you know, there are nine motivators that sit among, within another three cluster groups. But before I go into all of that, I'd like for you, Tony, if you could tell the listeners about your experience on learning what your top three motivators were and how they've helped you.
Okay, so I was really excited when Raj, I think it was Harry suggested to me that as part of working with you guys, that I should do my own personal motivation map. And I was a little bit worried about what that would look like. But can I tell you that the questions that that were asked in terms of what pardon me, what motivates me were simply, and Raj's instructions were to answer the question with the first thing that pops into my brain. And so rather than thinking about what the question was, just to really answer quite quickly without giving it too much thought. And so I was able to identify my motivators, and they fall into certain categories, which I was helpful for me to understand which categories my motivators fall into. And with that in mind, Raj was able to go through and say, okay, so this is what's important to you and how it motivates you and where that fit into. There's 9 motivators, of course, and 3 types of motivators. And Raj was able to explain what they meant to me as an individual. And so that's where Raj's expertise lies, in explaining the different types of motivators and why it's important to know them. And for me, that was powerful to see how that worked out for me. So Rita, I'm going to let you go on and talk about these 9 different motivators and what drives people, because I know some of us are driven by money, success, etc. So can you tell us about those motivators?
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for sharing your experience. So as I mentioned, there are 9 different motivators that people are maybe driven by. Some of the people are driven by money. So what does that mean? These folks want to see high return on their investments, strive maybe for promotions in their careers or in their roles. They want higher positions. Or if you're in a business, you want your business to grow and earn more. So during these, I'm sorry.
No, it's right. You go. Sorry.
During these uncertain times, these type of people want to make sure that their families are secure financially. They're well looked after, that they're not, you know, compromising too much on their lifestyle as well, and just keeping the water. We also then have some folks that are motivated by lifestyle, social relationships, and generally, this group of people are motivated by helping others. They're seeking friendships, love having fun socially, and want a work-life balance, and also want to focus more on the family life. We can also have another group of people that are motivated by self-mastery and growth. So these type of folks are motivated to learn and grow for personal success. So yeah. Want to come out of their comfort zones, and they want to try something new. So even though it's, you know, not a very good time or an uncertain time, these people still want to go out there and say, you know, what can I do differently? What can I learn to grow myself or to better myself? So they want to learn things and bring that business success to them, or get that satisfaction that I've gone out of my comfort box and I've learned something new. I'm going to be somewhat in that category, because I'm just learning now to write content. So I'm getting the push, and I'm saying, you know what, I got to try, even though I've got to start somewhere. And yes, I'll make mistakes, but I'll get there in the end. Yep. So we could have those. Now, part of this group here could even be people, you know, that are motivated by power. So even like politicians, say, for example, you know, Donald Trump, he's always by that motive.
That was exactly the person that popped into my brain as soon as you said that. And I'm like, oh, that's very clear that his motivator is power, isn't it?
Exactly.
Always has been.
Yeah. And that's okay with that, you know. But these are just some of the few examples, folks, that we at Keystone Business Advisors have developed. And what we've developed is a dynamic self-mastery program. So this program that we've developed, it includes the motivational map. And with it comes a complete step-by-step process on how you can achieve your self-mastery for business and personal success. So now, in order to help you to find your identifying motivators, now the way we're going to do that is first get you to complete that motivational map assessment, because that's where it starts.
And it's all done online.
All done online. It takes 15 minutes. That's
correct.
15 minutes. And as Tony said, you know, the first answer that comes to your mind is always the best answer.
Is the right.
Mm-hmm. So you've completed that 15-minute online assessment. We will then arrange with you a convenient time for you to meet with Raj via Zoom, via telephone, whatever suits you, where he will actually arrange a one-on-one debrief session with you. He goes through the entire report, and then he'll discuss your motivators, all nine of them in detail, but then advise you on your top three. So,
yes.
You know, what are the three that you want to concentrate most on now? So that's in a nutshell a little bit of what we have, what the mastery will go, the mastery program will offer you. I'm going to let Terry, who will then elaborate a bit more on the actual course with you a little bit later. Thanks,
Tony. So Rita, the motivational map, we have elements of all motivators, but usually you clearly show three that are your highest motivators, the ones that rock your boat, so to speak. Yeah.
Correct. Because it all depends on where you are at this point in time of your life.
Yes. Yes.
Driving you to do what you're doing at this point in time. So it's going to be dependent on that. And then what are your three top that have come through that you will focus on for the next few months?
Thanks, Rita. So, Raj, how do we use the motivators to achieve personal and business success?
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Thanks for that question. And Rita has done an amazing job explaining how the motivational map works. And one important thing she said was that it's what's motivating you right here at this point in time. And that's something I just want to spend a couple of minutes just explaining. That is that, you know, there are so many different types of self-assessment tests out there in the world. You know, some assessments check your personality, and some will check your behavior or your attitude or things like that. The one amazing thing about a motivational map is that it's always current. It's always what's driving you right here, right now. And you can do the same assessment months or 10 months later, and you'll have a different set of motivators because circumstances may have changed in your life that might result in different things driving you 6 or 10 months later. So, you know, that's what I love about this specific tool that we use. And so whenever you do this assessment, you have an accurate indication of where I should be spending my energy right now. What should I be focusing on right now? You know, for example, when you did your assessment, quite a bit of your assessment came up as you're very much future focused. And coincidentally, in our one-on-one discussion, you actually mentioned that you were actually laying the groundwork and the foundation for things to come into fruition a few months or even maybe
in
a year from now, you know, but in the future, but you are doing things today. You are planning and implementing and taking action today.
Yes.
Don't just, you know, fall from the sky. You have to actually do something, right? And
do
that's
something.
What you
were doing. Yeah, yeah.
So you know, so that's the important thing. I just want to reiterate on from what Rita said there. Now, coming back to your question, and that was about, you know, how can you achieve personal and business success once you know your motivators? Now, the amazing thing is that when you do the assessment for each of those nine motivators, we actually guide you through our one-on-one coaching session, but we also show you and share with you different strategies that you can implement depending on what's driving you. You know, so we go through the report in detail, explaining to you firstly what each of those nine motivators are. And as Rita again said, and I'll just maybe share that again, that you could be driven by the need for money or income or security, right? And there's nothing wrong with that because we are going through we're going through a period of VUCA at the moment, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. Now, remember those four words, because there's a question coming on that later. So volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity.
It's a great acronym. It's a great acronym. I love it.
Yeah, it is, right? So,
and it's not South African. That's a pity.
That's South African, and it's not, because it does sound like that. But doesn't matter where you're living, actually, in the world, we're all going through that same phenomenon, let's call it, right? And so these are the things that, so because of VUCA, our motivations are all over the place, in the sense that where we were back in January, where we were laying down these New Year's resolutions for 2020 and the start of the new decade, have all gone awry, and now we have to revisit all those plans. You know, I thought by now I would have at least lost quite a bit of weight. That got thrown out of the window when my gym closed.
Doesn't everyone have a New Year's resolution to lose weight? Like, isn't that just a standard New Year's resolution? Like,
yeah, I know.
And many of them give up, Tony, very, very quickly, quicker than what they actually set them up.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? And you know what's the reason for that, Tony? It's because don't really know what's motivating them.
Right?
So they look at extrinsic motivators that, you know, people say I look fat. Yeah. So I have to lose weight because everybody says I'm too fat. So they're motivated by extrinsic motivators, which don't normally last. Yeah. But when you're motivated by your intrinsic motivators, then you are more determined to carry them out. Yeah. And so the motivational map is very, very important. Yeah. That you know what your primary motivators are, and then you will actually go about achieving that weight loss program and follow it and lose the weight and look really good.
I mean, like Harry over there now, he is motivated by fame, and that's why he's climbed into my time slot and taken 5 minutes away from me.
I love my fame. They took the opening away from me, so I had to get in somewhere, sometime.
we are driven by the things that we are driven by, but, you know, sometimes we're not fully aware of why we're doing these things, right? And so when you do the motivational map, it actually then identifies, as we said again, your top three motivators from the nine, and then we show you and educate you and train you on the strategies that you need to implement for each of those top three motivators. And they obviously are in order of priority on what you need to focus on first. So that's even making it easier for you as well. So we tell you exactly these things first before you do those things. We get you to open up and identify why do you think these things are motivating you right now. What's going on in your mind right now? What, you know, are you reading something in the news that's driving you into extrinsically, as Harry said, or is it something internal, intrinsic, that's motivating you, right? So those are the two factors that we need to take into consideration as well. Are you being driven by external things that are happening around you in this world, like VUCA? Yes. And or are you driven intrinsically because, you know, all your life you may have wanted to start your own business, and now suddenly you're at home because you can't go to work because of the situations around you. And so you'd rather use this time wisely. And so maybe I should do some research and figure out how I can actually start something small, even online or things like that. At least get some kind of plan of action together. And so we guide you through those things. Now, you know, those primary motivators, we spend quite a bit of time on them. And then 6 months or 10 months later, you can do the assessment again and see whether they're still the same motivators that are driving you, or maybe they have changed because the circumstances around you has changed. All right. So all of these things are included in the report, and they can actually work towards you putting an action plan together.
Yes.
To know what the next steps should be for me to progress from here. A lot of people don't realize that if I actually sit down and spend some time writing down a plan,
yes,
that will give me some kind of a roadmap to going forward, you know. And the other important thing to remember is that this is just a roadmap. It's just a guide, right? It's not something that you need to stick to, yes, to the ladder, in a sense, right? Because, yes, plans can change, and it's okay for plans to change. It's actually absolutely nothing wrong with them, you know. It's an amazing thing, yeah, that over the weekend I was watching a movie, a classic on a martial arts expert from back in the days called Bruce Lee, that we all may have heard about,
yes,
sometime in,
yeah,
the past.
Yeah.
And he's still known as the greatest ever martial arts expert that ever lived. And he started his life at a young age wanting to be a martial arts expert. And even though he passed away at a very young age of 32, but by the time he, at, yes, 32, his goals changed, and he wanted to then move on to being a movie star in Hong Kong, and then to be an internationally recognized movie star. So his goals changed, but the foundation still stayed the same, and that was that he was using his expertise as a martial arts expert to do, yes, anything else to build his career on top of that. So that was actually just amazing. As I'm watching this movie and I'm relating it back to Motivation Map and, mm-hmm, and his passion and his keenness on what he wanted to achieve, was just amazing how it was coming through in the whole movie. And, yeah, that's how he lived his whole life. Everything was just highly passionate, very energetic. He would,
yes,
he was driven by, intrinsically very, very driven. So no matter what anyone, yeah, said, this is impossible, he would make it possible, you know. So,
yeah.
A very, very good movie, and so appropriate. We're talking about this, and I just happened to watch that movie over the weekend, so it was crazy. Yeah, so Tony, hopefully that will help you and the listeners understand more about how to achieve personal success.
And why having an understanding that motivation is a key to that yes, success.
Yeah.
Thanks, Raj. So, Harry, you've got some very exciting news to share with the listeners about your self-mastery program called Unlocking Your Self-Mastery, your roadmap to personal success in 7 key steps. And so this is the content to which Rita was referring before, this Unlocking Your Mastery, your roadmap to personal success in 7 right, key steps. Can, yeah, you tell us more about this, Harry?
Yes, definitely, Tony, and happy to talk about this. At least I've got my official time slot for the session, so I can talk at leisure to the listeners and tell them about this really exciting but actually a very, very important program. And in doing that, I just want to touch a little bit on a point that Raj made earlier about extrinsic motivators and bringing VUCA into that conversation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The thing about the self-mastery program is that you don't have to wait for external factors to impact on your life for you to decide to do something to change your life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When you do that, that means you are more focused on extrinsic motivators to do something to change your life. And mm-hmm, statistics show that the majority of human beings actually follow extrinsic motivators. And that is why, right, we have more people failing in life than people who are successful in life.
I, right, see.
So the thing is that when you start looking at your own intrinsic motivators, you are then more proactive and less reactive. Mm-hmm. VUCA is reactive, is extrinsic. So you are, okay, reacting to an external environment or external stimulus or external message that is making you wanting to do something.
Yeah.
When you,
yeah,
choose for yourself, when you feel within yourself, and this is so important for listeners, that when you feel within yourself that I need to do something to change or to undergo a training program or personal development,
yes,
program that is going to actually help me to achieve something that is meaningful to me, that is purposeful to me and the people I love, or for my business, or for my career, whatever it is that it is that you want, for you to get unstuck from where you are now to where you want to be, then that is an intrinsic motivator. And that is when you change your mindset. You're changing your mindset and you're getting unstuck. Now, most people don't know how to get unstuck. They remain stuck.
No, they don't.
And they remain stuck for various reasons. You know, fear is one of the biggest reasons why people don't get unstuck. So this self-mastery program is designed for you. It is about you, the listener.
Yes.
Right? So the program is so carefully prepared, and it is actually personalized. Unlike many other self-mastery programs where it is a one-size-fits-all for everybody, this program stands out as unique. And you may ask me why. It is unique because this program comes with a motivational map. And the motivational map, which we give away as a bonus, because we are actually very, very passionate about getting people unstuck.
Yes.
Is to get them out of that hole that they are in, where they just don't want to get out of the comfort zone, as Rita mentioned earlier as well. You know, is to get them out of that comfort zone and how they should go about getting out of that comfort zone, what they need to do. And the motivational map plays a key role in all of that, because the motivational map helps you to identify all your nine motivators. It will measure you across your nine motivators, but it will then identify your three primary motivators, or your three most important motivators, as you may want to call it.
Yes.
Now, I refer to those three primary motivators as your compass, as your personal compass in life.
Yes.
It is your personal compass that is going to navigate you. So just imagine that you are out there on a ship in a big open sea, and you all by yourself, and you don't have a compass.
Yeah.
You have an idea of where you want to go.
Yes.
You have some idea where you want to go, but you don't have a compass to navigate you in that direction. And so the self-mastery program teaches you how to use your primary motivators as your personal compass to give you a direction, your roadmap, to achieve the goals that you want to achieve for yourself. Right? And it helps you to overcome all the barriers. It helps you to overcome the barriers that typically hold us back in life. And what you need to do to overcome them. So we take you through that process. And again, why I say that this self-mastery program is so unique is because the motivational map that you will do is about you. The responses that you give in that map are your responses. And the report that gets generated is your personal report. And the primary motivators that get identified are your primary motivators.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so everything is about you. And so the problems that people face are problems that typically most people face. Everybody fears for something at some point in their life. Everybody feels a bit demotivated about something at some point in their life. So the strategies that we use apply to everybody. But where the personalization comes in is when you know what your motivators are and how you're going to use those motivators to give you direction in life to achieve the goals that you want to achieve for your success and happiness in every aspect of your life. And that is what this program does. Now, unlike many other self-mastery programs, they would charge you an additional amount to give you a one-on-one coaching session after you've done your motivational map. they would charge you separately for the one-on-one coaching session. Yeah. Our one-on-one coaching session is built into the program. We will allocate the time that is suitable, mutually suitable to both parties, where you will then go through with Raj, and even myself and Rita will participate in some of those sessions where we will take the participant through their report and show them what their primary motivators are and how they can use those primary motivators to give them direction in their life. Sometimes we all have a desire to do something in life. You may decide that you want to open up a pottery school, you know, and teach people how to make pottery. Yes. But you don't have the skill or knowledge. Somebody may have told you that there's a need for that, and so you decide you want to do that. And so you start and you go and you invest a lot of money into that. You haven't done the research. You haven't really asked yourself whether that is something that really makes you passionate about, whether that is what you're really interested in doing. And so you go and spend all that money only to realize after that that is not your interest. That is not really what you wanted to do. And so the chances of failure in that instance are very, very high. But if you've done done an assessment like a motivational map, the motivational map gives you that direction in life. It's telling you that this is what motivates you. So these are the type of things that you may want to do. And then you ask yourself, what really are you passionate about? What it is that you enjoy doing? What it is that you have skills for, and see how that links with your primary motivators to then get you to where you want to go.
Right. I think if I can steal back some of my time from Harry there. one of the common mistakes a lot of people make is that they think they want to go into business as well, when actually what they want to do is be in charge of things. So they may want to just be in charge of a team or be a manager or things like that. And that sometimes is confused with, you know what, I think I can do this, what I'm doing at this company on my own better. Mm-hmm. So, and suddenly when they go into business on their own, they're not actually motivated by actually going into business. They're just thinking about the idea of going into business.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not something that's actually driving them. And then suddenly they can't actually be a success, you know. And that's where a lot of businesses fail within the first 2 to 3 years of actually starting, because people haven't really tested their motivations for going into business. Now, we're not discouraging anyone from going into business. What we are saying is check yourself first.
Yes.
Yes, so Raj, this is something that people should consider doing if they're considering changing career paths, going into business, doing something new. They should do a motivational map to check that their motivation is correct and they're not just doing something that they think might be a good idea. Rather, they should be doing something that they know will motivate them enough to get out of bed each morning. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Tony. Here's the thing. So, you know, we're not preaching to the listeners that, you know, the motivational map is the thing that you should be doing and the self-mastery program. Yeah. We've actually done it, right?
Yes.
Before we started Keystone Business Advisory, we were, while we were working in a similar industry, the three of us also did the motivational map. And we also saw what it was, where our passion lies. And so the three of us have very similar values, right? Uh-huh. We all aspire to similar things in life. Mm-hmm. And we all aspire particularly for the upliftment of people. I may have said this in previous segments that we as parents ourselves have helped our own children and have helped others in the family to aspire to what they want to do. And so education is very, very important. We did the motivational map. It identified what our primary motivators are. And and the three of us, our primary motivators very much complement each other.
Mm-hmm. And that is why I was just going to ask, do they complement each other?
Yes, they complement each other. And so the motivational map is not only for individuals. If there are business owners out there listening to this program, motivational map is used extensively for team building. Right. So if you've got people working for you and you've got multiple teams, or even if you've just got one team, the motivational map helps you to identify the individual strengths, what people are bringing as individuals into that team, and what you can do to further build that team, to make it a stronger and more productive and more harmonious team, especially in the environment that we operate in, right? That it will help. And also the fact that so many companies are having their people working remotely. Working remotely might be a fun thing. It might be more relaxing for people to work from home and not having to commute to the office every day the way they were before. But with that, people experience loneliness. Because when they were in the office, they had their work colleagues, they could, you know, talk to them, they could go out with them lunchtime, they could have lunch together, they could have a coffee, they could have a chat at the water cooler. Those things don't happen when you're working remotely. And so the motivational map actually helps to build those teams even while they are working remotely. It is a wonderful tool. And the other thing is,
if I may just cut in there, sorry, Harry, and that is just on that one point that you just mentioned, which is really, really important. And that is that individuals in your team are different, are motivated by different things, as we spoke about last week. Everyone's not driven by the same thing. Now, just on that example that Harry gave, and you might have certain individuals in your team that are driven by the social nature of the workplace. That means they like the interaction and the relationship they have with people. Just the way we can joke around with each other remotely like this, they prefer doing that in a common work setting.
Face-to-face.
In a remote work setting.
Yeah.
Now, suddenly they are asked to work remotely, and this is now a bit of a challenge for them. And suddenly their productivity goes down because they don't have that social interaction where they can constantly have that banter in office banter that takes place, or discussion or things like that, right?
Yes.
Or that water cooler chat, as Harry mentioned. Alternatively, there could be individuals in your team that are driven by this kind of work environment where they can work remotely.
Yes. Like
me, myself, I enjoy this kind of thing because I am more productive when I'm working remotely than what I am.
And I'm like you too, Raj.
Exactly. When I'm in an office, I tend to socialize too much, and so my productivity goes down completely. So I actually am more productive. The amazing thing, and just to quickly just expand on what Harry said, and that is that as a manager or a business owner, I am able to now identify those individuals that are driven by different things, and then change the working conditions or arrangements to such a way suits those individuals so that your productivity can. Back to you, Harry.
Okay, so I just want to also mention to the listeners that the motivational map, which is part of the self-mastery program, the motivational map is also an ISO 9000 accredited tool.
So it
is the only tool of its kind in the world that is ISO 9000 accredited. So that has a substantial ranking and recognition in the industry as a tool that is also not a psychometric assessment, right? It is a self-perception diagnostic tool. That's what it is. It's a self-perception tool. It is not psychometric, but it gives you accurate information about what your motivators are in life. And how those motivators can be used to take you from where you are now to where you want to be. And that is the basis of how the whole self-mastery program then is designed. The self-mastery program is also designed in the way that it has been because it's a reflection of our own experiences in life.
Yes.
It is a reflection of the experiences of our clients. And the self-mastery program is an accumulation of all the varied experiences of ourselves, our clients, and others.
And your clients.
Right. Yes, and our clients, right. So all of that put together has brought about the creation of this self-mastery program. So I strongly encourage listeners who feel that they are at the crossroads in their life and looking for some clear direction as to where, how they can get to where they want to be from where they are now.
Yes. Yeah.
It helps those people who lack motivation to get out of that comfort zone and try something different to change their life.
Yes. Yes.
It is also for people who are looking for some clarity to understand what is actually driving them, right? And what they need to do, if they need to change direction, what they need to do to take that next step.
Yeah.
If the current environment of volatility, uncertainty, the complexity and ambiguity that we're living in is causing havoc in your life, or in your career, and you feel stuck, then this self-mastery program is for you. And, you know, I say to people, until you don't learn to take that first step, you will never know the world of opportunities that are waiting out there for you.
Absolutely.
You will continue living in that cocoon that you feel is your oyster, is your comfort zone, and you feel that, you know, this is where I belong. This is where I'm happy.
Yes.
Yet they will be the ones complaining every day about life sucks. And so if you want life not to suck anymore, let's help you to unsuck that and let's change it. I also just want to mention, that people can identify with who we are because most people in America know who Brian Tracy is. So we are certified business coaches of Brian Tracy International. We're part of Brian Tracy's Focal Point Coaching and Advisory Group. And and so as certified coaches, we came down to San Diego and got ourselves accredited by Brian Tracy. We spent some time there to get our accreditation and had to do quite a bit of work, extensive work. In that 10 days that we were there, and we had to pass that exam to be given the accreditation. So we are proud to say that we are Brian Tracy certified coaches, and so people in the States can feel comfortable that the quality of our work and the knowledge and the effort and everything that we've put into the self-mastery program comes with a lot of training and coaching and guidance from the master himself. And a lot of the strategies that are actually used in this program, you know, go back to the teachings of Brian Tracy. So really, next week, we're going to be talking more about the self-mastery program and what you know, itself. The modules themselves consist of. But my advice to people is that if you're serious about making a change in your life, don't wait for tomorrow.
Yes.
Why wait for next week when we're going to tell you what the program is all about?
Yeah.
If you need to get unstuck, then now is the right time. There's
today's
no
the day.
Better time. There's no better time than now. And so I strongly urge people who are serious about changing their life to go onto the social media platform, onto your page, and they will get the landing page there. and yes. And they can register. And they can register at an incredibly, incredibly low price. So we're going to leave this window open. We're going to tell listeners that if you register within the next 24 hours from the end of this program today.
Yes.
If you go into that landing page and you register within the next 24 hours, we will drop that price from $3,997 to $1,997. And this offer will be available to the first 50 people that decide to register. The first 50 people that register, they will save $2,000 and still get all the bonuses. All the bonuses that are in the original package that is on that is mentioned on the landing page. They will find all of that. They will get all of that, but they will only pay $1,997. That's it. No more to pay. And they get full access to the program. Yes.
Yeah.
They get full access to the program. They also get the motivational map, and they get the one-on-one coaching session. Each individual will get the one-on-one coaching. Yes, as well.
Yeah, yeah.
All inclusive. Why?
Amazing
because we
value.
Want you to get unstuck. We want you to get unstuck. Yes. We don't want you to be reactive. We want you to be proactive. Be proactive and change your life. Now is the time. And so that is the message I have today for listeners. I've been generous. I had to wait a long time to tell you all of this, but the listeners benefit out of this. They save $2,000.
Oh, Harry, we love you. So the self-mastery program is actually going to commence in on the 15th of September.
Yeah, it commences on the 15th of September. And it runs for 8 consecutive weeks. It will be once a week for a one-hour webinar session, live webinar session.
Yes.
And they get the benefit of meeting all three of us at different sessions. Yes. So they will get the benefit of us, and sometimes, you know, maybe two of us will be in one session, and they get the benefit of all of that. And that's a good thing, Tony, because what happens is that the participants get the benefit of, you know,
76 years of combined business.
Exactly. Thank you. I couldn't remember the number of years. 76 years of combined expertise, knowledge, experience. We've been there. We tried to build our own businesses and we succeeded, fortunately. Yes. We've worked in the corporate life and there came a time when we felt that it really sucks and we need to get out of there. And so we did. And as Rod says, he loves to work from home and sometimes work in his PJs, I suppose. I don't know. I haven't checked. But I'm sure he would love to do that. And I from time to time, obviously, will keep a nice big beard. But out of respect for everybody else, I didn't want to play Santa Claus today. So I shaved it all off and thought I look like a gentleman. And present myself.
And Rita just looks beautiful all the time, don't you, Rita?
Well, Rita's original.
She loves the camera. She loves the camera. Yeah. motivated by different things than Rita's motivated by stardom.
I see. So, guys, this is an amazing program for an offer for people to take advantage of. And it's an offer that will help them change their lives and become more passionate and grow and succeed in all aspects of their lives. And it's an incredible program, but you're only offering it for 24 hours. Is that my understanding?
Only for 24 hours. And after
and
that,
only for the first 25 people.
50 people. We're extending it to 50 people. Yeah. We want to give as many people a chance. Right. So, you know, Tony, I just want to say something to the listeners.
Yes.
Imagine waking up every morning and knowing what you want in your life or in your business, and having that clarity in your mind, having a compass guiding you on your roadmap to follow, and having the energy to execute each day, wouldn't that be a game changer for you?
Absolutely.
Right. What would it mean to you if you could overcome your self-limiting beliefs that's holding you back from your realizing your true potential?
Yeah.
What your true worth is, the happiness you are seeking, right?
Yeah.
The burning desire to be successful. If you could overcome all of that and achieve those things in your life, I know of business people that we work with, and they left the corporate world and they decided that they wanted to go into their own business. They were passionate about something, or they had a skill for something, and they went in, and they're making money. But are they enjoying a lifestyle? No.
Yeah.
Right? They're not enjoying. The very reason that they left the corporate world was because they wanted to spend more time with their loved ones. Yeah. And the business has engrossed them so much into spending that time in their business.
Yes.
That they've stopped focusing on their family.
Yes.
This program teaches you how to balance all of that, how to find that balance in your life.
And,
and that balance comes with knowing what motivates you and how you prioritize and how you manage your time. And you can achieve all of that and still spend that time with your family.
Yeah.
You know, so, I'm reminded by a famous book, Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
And there's a part in the book where Alice comes to a crossroad and she doesn't know whether to go left or to go right. And so she asks, I think it's the owl, if I remember correctly. So she asks the owl, which way do I go? And so the owl asks, so where do you want to go? And she says, well, I don't know. So then the owl says, well, then it doesn't really matter which road you take, because both of them are going to get you there. Now, this is exactly the opposite of that, because we're going to actually... you're going to help work with us and figure out where you want to go and not be Alice in Wonderland.
That's right. This program is a game changer. It's a game changer that is going to take you out of the world of procrastination and out of the world of you know, limiting self-belief and stress and worrying and feeling that you are not worth it and feeling that others may think of you as not being good enough. This program takes you out of all those self-limiting beliefs that's holding you back, all the barriers that hold you back in life, and teaches you the strategies that you can implement year and now in your life to make a change. So, again, I just repeat.
By the expertise of the team. And you don't have to do it alone. You're doing it with the team and the expertise from Keystone Business Advisory. You're not alone. The team's there to help you and guide you through this process. And at the end of that 8 weeks, you will have a clarity of vision and purpose about where you want to go and what you want to do and what you want to achieve. Just simply by taking the step of signing up for this program in this 24-hour window where you can get it at virtually half price of what it's valued at. And I can tell you from my experience working with the team at Keystone Business Advisory, they have the expertise, the knowledge, the understanding, the wonderful product called Motivational Map that will help you get to where you want to go. And so that brings us close to the end of the show already. I can't believe how fast it's gone. And so, Rita, I would like you to tell us, since we haven't heard from you since the beginning of the show,
what's in
store for us next week.
Thanks, Tony. As you all know, I don't really get a chance to speak when the two of them are around. But I tell the listeners as well that we have been through this process. I personally have been through the process, you know, corporate and not knowing as well what I wanted to do. And going this course with Raja's training, Yes. I can't tell how great it's been because I'm here. So I'm a living example.
Yes.
So please.
Yes. And you've moved from corporate to business.
Exactly. So what we have for next week, folks, is we're going to be discussing the self-mastery program and all the modules that you're going to be, that we will be covering.
Yes.
So that's going to give you more of an insight as well. And then the most exciting part is we get to select the three winners who have answered all three questions. And as we mentioned before, the prize each is worth $597. That gives you a total value of just under $1,800. So,
correct.
In the essence of time, I'm going to tell you what this week's question is. So for week three, can you tell us what does the acronym VUCA stand for? And I think Roger repeatedly, actually gave you a gave the answer away when he wasn't supposed to.
He did. He did.
What does VUCA stand for? Okay, and now
it's a great acronym.
I know it is. It is. So for those who could not attend any of our sessions or had missed some of the sessions, we don't want to disadvantage you. So I'm going to just quickly repeat the three questions again. So in week one, we asked you to tell us in 25 words or less what motivates you and why. Week two, in 25 words or less, how has COVID-19 impacted on your level of motivation in your personal or business life? And finally, today's question, what does the acronym VUCA stand for? So please get your answers in as soon as possible. I can almost assure you that you will not be sorry. That motivation is very, very
Rita,
powerful.
Rita, what's the email to send their question, their answers to your questions to? That email is?
Is admin@keyactlearn.com.
Yes.
Admin.
Excellent. So listeners,
admin@keyactlearn.com.
So it's admin at keyactlearn.com.
Thanks.
Fantastic. And we are completely out of time again. Wonderful people. What a great show. For those listening, if you missed that, keep an eye out on social media. All the questions will be up and the details of how to get onto the self-mastery course also be up on RadioTony.com and also on the business advisory website, which is, Rita?
KeystoneBusinessAdvisory.com.
KeystoneFocalPoint.com.au.
Fantastic. All right, team, we are completely out of time and I must go. Thank you everyone for listening once again to Radio Tony, Everyday Business with Keystone Business Advisory. We will join you all next week and make sure you get those answers in and join the self-mastery program. Bye for now. We'll see you all next week.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to Radio Tony, Everyday Business. This week, you've been listening to the amazing team of Harry, Raj and Rita from Keystone Business Advisory, who are more than happy to help you and your team achieve the results and success that you desire. Join us each week for competitions and information. You've been listening to Radio Tony, Everyday Business.